Remember a couple of weeks ago, I asked you if you could quote probably the most well-known scripture verse in the Bible, and if I were to ask you what you thought that would be, what would you say? John 3:16, right? Isn't that probably one of the most popular scripture verses? One that the parents teach your child when they bring them to church. For God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever should believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. King James Version, right? when I'm a child, that was the only Bible we had. And so I was thinking again this morning about, you know, I thought about the scripture verse. Then I started thinking about, well, what was that song when I was a child, the first song you learned? What's one of the first songs you learned? Jesus loves me. This I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to Him belong. They are weak, but He is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Right? That's the one we learned. This morning I say to you this. This one thing I know. This I know. Jesus loves me. I also know this. Jesus loves you. How do I know it? How do we know it? The Bible tells us so, right? Scripture tells us Jesus loves us. I want us to look at several stories this morning. We don't even have to spend a whole lot of time on each one to understand that the Scriptures prove out how much Jesus loves us. We'll read in Matthew chapter 4. Verses 23 through 25. It's a good starting point. Jesus has been baptized. He's been tempted. Now it's time for Him to step out and declare who He is to the world. He's already called a couple of the disciples, and He gets to this place and He starts ministering to the people. Verse 23. And He went throughout all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the gospel and healing every disease and every affliction among the people. So His fame spread throughout all Syria, and they brought Him all the sick, those afflicted with various diseases and pains, those oppressed by demons, epileptics, and paralytics. And He healed them. And great crowds followed Him from Galilee and from Decapolis, and from Jerusalem and Judea, and from beyond the Jordan. What's going on? Jesus has started proclaiming who He is, and then He starts healing people for a variety of reasons. Not certain people, not certain situations, but all peoples all over the area, all over this area where Jesus could travel 100 and 120 miles. He's going all over the place, healing people, letting people know that He loves them, that there was nothing too big for Him. If you look at all of the scripture following the next few chapters, well, here's what happens. Let's go back to this one, okay? He begins healing lots of folks, and guess what? Lots of folks are needing healing. They come to Jesus. They keep coming to Him. They keep flocking to Him. And so what happens? He's healing people. He's creating relationships, right? You know that if you want to get someone to listen to you, to understand you, trust in you, or believe in you, you got to build a relationship with them. You have to meet needs. You just can't walk up to somebody and say, you need to believe this, you need to go here, you need to do this, you need to do that, and then say, okay. No, that's not the way it works. If you want people to believe something about you, and in this case, if Jesus wants people to know He loves them, He says, you know what, I'm going to spend time with them. I'm going to build a relationship with you. I'm going to heal you. I'm going to meet your needs. And Jesus begins meeting these needs of these people, and they're just flocking in. Meet my needs, Jesus. Help me. Show me. Do something for me. Transpire. So many people here. The great Sermon on the Mount takes place. People are from everywhere. So he spends chapters 5, 6, and 7 in Matthew. It's called the Sermon on the Mount. He spends time explaining to them who he is and what his purpose is and what he wants them to do and what he can do for us and for them at that time. And guess what? He gets through. You know what he does? He goes out and he starts meeting needs again. You look at verses, chapters 8, 9, and 10. I got a laundry list here. He heals the leper. The leper says, Lord, if you are willing, please heal me. And he says, I will. I am willing. The centurion's servant is healed. Keeps on. He goes to Peter's house, and his mother-in-law has a fever, and she's sick. He heals her, and then more people start coming into his house. He heals them. He meets their needs. He shows them, I love you, by meeting their needs. And guess what happens when people's needs are met? They open their hearts, and they open their ears, and they listen to what you have to say. And these people begin listening to Jesus, his declarations. And guess what? He has another meeting. He teaches people about who he is. He goes back out. Demon-possessed men are healed. A paralyzed man is healed. A mute is healed. Jesus eats with tax collectors and sinners. He brings a dead girl back to life. He's meeting needs. He's showing the world he loves them. He's showing all of these people he loves them. And he does all of these miraculous things, and people begin to listen to Jesus. They say, there's something special about this guy, not just because he healed me. There's something more to him. He gets through chapter 10, and he sends his disciples out. You know why they can go out and share now? Because people have witnessed this great Jesus and what he does and how much he truly loved them. He proved to them he loved them. He proved to this community he loved this community. And he met needs. And he brought healing. He brought healing. Healing that goes beyond the physical needs. Oh, and don't forget, throughout Scripture, Zacchaeus. He went and ate with a guy who was scorned and hated. He spent time with a woman at the well. You can go all through Scripture and see all of these many things that Jesus did, showing people how much he loved them. Jesus loves me, this I know. The Bible tells us so. This is one thing I know. He loves me. He loved those people then. And he loves us now. He loves you. Jesus shared his love everywhere he went. And he changed lives. And he changed circumstances. He brought healing. Quickly this morning, I want you to consider where you have seen Jesus show to you how much he loves you. Think about it. Has he brought healing? Think of where he has brought healing to you. Not just physically, but mentally and spiritually. Where he has met those fervent prayers that you have had. Where he has responded to those needs. When he has brought you living water. As he did that lady at the well. Where have you experienced Jesus and his love for you? Think about it. Jesus says, I love you. He declares to you he loves you. Now, how do you know it to be true? How can you be certain that this person, this Savior of ours, truly loves you? Think about it. He shows his love in a variety of ways. He could ignore us. No, he couldn't. because then he wouldn't love us. We must respond to this. We must consider, what does that mean for me, and what am I going to do with all of this? When I see in Scripture where he does all of these things, he brings all of this healing in all variety of ways. Now, what are we going to do with this? How will the world know that Jesus loves them? How will the rest of this world? We are in here because we believe this story. We believe that Jesus loves us. Amen? Don't we? We believe that. So how are we going to get the rest of the world to know that Jesus loves them? Well, he's called on us to go meet needs, to share that love, to bring healing in broken families, to pray for others, to go out there, and we are to be the embodiment of who Jesus Christ is. We must go into the world and meet the world's needs. We must be in prayer, fervent prayer, for this community of ours, for this country of ours, for this whole entire world. We are called upon to go. Because Jesus recognized, you look back, after he had made a difference, after the impact he had had on the community around him and those disciples that were loving him and had truly understood what that love meant, he sent them out. And he sends us out to tell a world that is struggling physically, for a world that is struggling in the family, for a world full of questions about life, to a world with no hope. How are they going to hear what you have to say when you walk up to them and say, you know what, Jesus loves you? Well, how are they going to know other than in your life? You must be an example to this world, meeting needs, praying, encouraging, building relationships with people that no one else cares anything about, helping people in need, believing in the promise and sharing it with those around us. When people see you, do they see Jesus? And when people see you, do they see love? Or do they see animosity? Do they see bickering? Are you an example of what the world looks like? Are you an example of what God looks like? Are you an example of what Jesus looks like, that love? This Bible is full of stories of Christ's love for us. It starts out, he meets physical needs. It continues when he says, let me show you how much I love you. I want to prove to you, I've met your needs, I've heard your prayers, I've responded, I've answered, you know how much I love you. But world, I want you to really know how much I love you. I'm going to get beat up. I'm going to get beat down. I'm going to come near death, but I'm not going to die till I get to a cross. I'm going to lose my blood. It's going to be poured all over the floor, all over the streets. I'm going to have thorns shoved on my head. That thing fell off and landed on my head a year and a half ago. It don't feel good. Was you in here, Kelly? Kelly was in here. I thought Kelly was in here. Two little pokes. I can't imagine soldiers or someone taking something like that, shoving it down on Jesus' head, driving those thorns into the skull, and then taking those whips and canes and beating him till the flesh just falls off. He's losing blood. He says, I love you, Joe Ferguson. I'll go through this for you. I got a little nick on my thumb and I thought I was going to die. Gosh, what he endured for you and I, proving his love. And he hung on that cross and was mocked and spit on, speared, and then died. Jesus loves you. He loves you. And he gave his life for you. That's how much Jesus loves you. You want to read all of his gospels? You read the accounts of everything that Jesus did, all the needs he met, all the people he spent time with, the sinners, the people just like us, those who took advantage of others. Jesus said, you know what? I want to change their lives. And he did. He did it on the cross.